and welcome to the Nature Speaking Podcast, a collaborative podcast made by students at Emily Carr University. Today, four of us are gathering, virtually of course, to discuss topics related to COVID, nature, and sound. And before we begin, we acknowledge that we gather on the unceded ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples.
And now we are going to continue the conversation with the four of us. Enjoy. So I am Tess.
I'm Chloe.
I'm Zoe.
And I'm Kira.
I had a really interesting conversation with my sister Alice, who is based in Toronto, Ontario right now. And I had opened up with her of just a general question of how she has gotten on through COVID-19.
What I found so interesting, like back in March and April, I started to structure the day around what I would be cooking and what I would be baking. And yeah, it was like really truly, and I remember saying to a friend of mine on the phone how, you know, I've actually gotten to a place where if I've cooked a meal and I've baked some bread or something, that's how I measure productivity and success in, in my day, which is like a total shift from the kind of high, fast-paced rhythm that I was caught up in before all of this came.
So Alice has just explained how she now restructures her day in things that she wants to do and enjoys. It's really interesting how much that we rely on a schedule. Have you guys experienced the same thing?
Yeah, actually, that reminds me of, I was talking to one of my friends about, yeah, the whole change in schedule and having a lack of a schedule, really, like having the totally open, non-structured daily life.
Relationer som ikke nødvendigvis er sådan tætte relationer, men sådan at at der er nogle relationer der sådan er automatisk inkorporeret i min hverdag. At yeah, det finder jeg virkelig behageligt, sådan at socialt samvær i grupper der ikke er nødvendigvis er mine sådan tætte venner, men sådan i form af sådan noget som kollegaer og altså især på studiet.
My friend was talking about how she really misses that structure that brings you out of the house and allows you to interact with other people, whether it's just at school or at work, not necessarily friends, but just seeing other people around, that's been really tough to just, yeah, have to not really have a reason to get out of the house or,
One of my friends mentioned that she likes getting out of the house sort of as a way to relax, because she feels like she's really trapped in her house. And like, she's really bummed out that she's not able to do that with this whole lockdown.
For me, wanting to go outside means to relieve stress at this point in time. Because mainly what happens is that I feel so stuck inside the house that I really want to go outside to sort of get my mind out of the gloominess of what the situation is right now.
And like my other friend, she mentioned, to like gain that sense of normalcy, she developed more hobbies and she's been getting back into like things like photography, which she didn't used to have time for, but now she does. So I think that's really great.
Actually, my friends didn't talk about some personal situation about lockdown, but one of my friends who come from China mentioned a fake news on social media during quarantine in China after listening to our podcast, Lie in Venice. This fake news mentioned that vitamin C and eucalyptus root has an inhibitory effect on the coronavirus and separate widely on all major social media, such as WeChat, Weibo, resulting in the out of stock of eucalyptus root and vitamin C in China.
在中国其实也有相似的事情的发生。在疫情爆发的初期，社交媒体上有很多类似于维生素 C、板蓝根对于新冠肺炎有着预防和抑制作用。虽然是谣言，但是有很多的人相信了这个谣言，并且也在社交媒体上广为流传，大家都在转发这样子的一个信息。虽然是谣言，但是也从侧面的反映了中国人民全民对于抗击肺炎的一个积极性和关注度。
And also one of my audience, Siga, who comes from Lebanon, mentioned that our podcast is a good way to help him to ease pressure during the quarantine.
Just have to listen that postcard and just close your eyes and you can feel that, you know, it's so amazing. Like you can feel it.
Amazing.
I guess that's something that's cool about, okay, sort of weird to say that the pandemic is cool, but is that everyone to some degree is experiencing the same thing, an interruption in their daily lives and a sort of restructuring of their lives. And
yeah,
so that's, I guess, why things like this podcast, as your friend says, Zoe, eases pressure and is probably nice to listen to other people having conversations about their experiences, because probably a lot of people can recognize things within other people's experiences.
Yes, I am like a huge fan of people watching. And so I think through this, and also I actually didn't realize how much people watching like eases me in a way, because I'm like, okay, yeah, like I'm not the only, you know, being on this rock. Like there are so many other lives around me. And so when isolation happened, it was just like, it really felt like, you know, I was a bug in like a field that nobody else was in. Yeah. And so podcasts in a way, I guess, offer like a sense of eavesdropping, but then with like,
but being included.
Yeah. But being included, it's, yeah, it's like a public listen to us kind of thing. So
yeah, and I think we sort of underappreciate how much that means for us as social, very social creatures, is even if it's just seeing other people in the bus or on the street, how much that actually means to feel, as you say, Tess, like we're not just alone on this rock.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for me personally, I'm naturally an introverted person, but like being trapped in my house makes me feel like I just need to leave, like get out, meet some friends, do things that I used to be able to do normally, like hang out and stuff. Yeah.
Have you done anything like in isolation that still kind of gives you a sense of I need to hang out or like fulfills that longing?
Well, I've been doing a lot of drawing, painting, you know, just to get my mind off of that and to like calm down. And I've also been into gardening lately, which was something that I never really thought about doing before. So
Yeah.
I feel like you and so many other people, myself included, I also garden for like the first time ever. But it's really nice. I thought it was interesting too. I sort of asked about like the lasting impacts of this time, if people felt that there were any lasting impacts on like their personal lives. And basically I think it was just an opportunity for people to like come in contact with themselves a bit more and figure out you know, what works for them, what allows them to function at their best. And also, to confront some things in themselves or change things. Like my, I have one friend and she loved, like she's the classic extrovert, like loves always having people around, always doing something. And so she feels she's become better at being alone and just reading books, and that it's okay if there's a day that goes by without doing something.
Og det er sådan, jeg føler måske, jeg er blevet bedre til at være alene, for eksempel. Og jeg er blevet bedre til sådan, der er nogle, sådan, ligesom nogle skills, jeg har fået mig med det her, under den her pandemi, hvor jeg ikke har været i skole og har været ligesom isoleret med to andre piger. At sådan, jeg ved ikke, jeg har læst enormt meget også, og har, at det også har givet sådan en langsomhed, eller sådan, at normalt så bliver jeg meget restløs ret hurtigt. Og det gør måske også stadigvæk, men efter det her, synes jeg, jeg har lært mig alligevel, at det er okay, hvis der ikke sker noget en dag, eller sådan, man ligesom kan, at det også kan være sådan, have en værdi, at man bare
har været.
Sådan, ja, bare være, præcis. Præcis.
Yeah, so I think that's cool.
Yeah. I know with my sister, we talked, I think, for about 15 minutes on this topic alone of just like the new things that have come up from isolation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just like, it's time that it has really forced you to stop. And I mean, at first I was really uncomfortable with it because I'm a major to-do list person.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I really like structure and I am goal oriented and I've always been like, okay, by the end of the day, I need to get this done. And so now when I had a month of, oh, I have to get like laundry done by the end of the month, like that's all. and I have to manage to feed myself, which like, you know, are very important things that we overlook or that we've just like brushed by in our day to day when it's filled with other things. So, yeah, it was a huge shift.
So everyone has noticed that ever since the lockdown, all these animals and other things in nature have been popping up since, like, the decline of human interaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, my friend. In her area, it's in Surrey. It's very urban, you know, all those cities. But she's noticed that the traffic noises are like, it's gone down a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, not anymore since like lockdown's like starting to let loose and all that, but yeah, there's been a significant change in that.
As for noise pollution, I would say I'd gone out a lot when lockdown first started. There was only the occasional noise of a SkyTrain or maybe a train going past my house, as I live quite near a SkyTrain station.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and my friends talked about really how we didn't notice so much that nature changed, or there wasn't any personal mm-hmm. stories of significant changes, but that we all noticed nature more. I think mm-hmm. that we talked about how the lack of structure allowed for more time to go out for walks, and also sort of because you're isolating and staying in the same area, noticing how places changed from day to day, and how because you're not going to different parts of the city, you're really just mm-hmm. concentrated in one area. We also talked about how it's really lucky that this happened in the spring as well. I think it would have been very different if it had been in the winter. And everyone noticed the lack of traffic noise.
Personally, I didn't notice any natural changes in Vancouver because I'm not a person who likes to go out, but my audience Siga shared some natural changes in Lebanon.
When I go to my rooftop and there was a little foggy. There used to be a little foggy when I see afar, but nowadays I can see so clean. I can see the very far, the cloud, the hills. You know, it's so clean. I can feel that, oh, maybe it's due to the pollution is so low and it's so clean. Oh, this is so good, you know. It's better. It's like when you have the, before the pandemic, before lockdown, there was all, you know, dust and smoke, you know, air pollution. Yeah. And after that, there is no more, like it's all gone in a few days. You can see the clear blue sky and the clouds. And you even hear the chattering of the birds sometimes near your home. Because, when I used to work before the pandemic, I really don't have a good weathering condition here. It was all, you know, the very pollution is very, really, really bad here. So I used to put masks and go, but I still put it just to protect from the virus. But it was before, it was to protect from the pollution. But if there was no virus or this pandemic, if there was no COVID-19, then I can walk without my mask and anywhere. I can roam whole city and I get less infection from the pollution, you know. I can feel it. And even when I work to the from home to work or go any another places from my home, I see lots of greeny area, like lots of grass, new plants, new tree. Even when there used to be just a mud or just a dust before, and now, wow, this is good everywhere. It's so greenery and so peaceful, and even like birds are coming to the city. And in the morning before I woke up every morning, and I never heard before, I don't remember hearing the chattering of the birds, but I hear it nowadays, like every morning, even sometimes in the evening. And I feel like I'm not in the city, or I'm somewhere in the jungle. No, it's so nice.
Well, lovely regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think generally people don't really think about the sounds that they're hearing.
Yeah.
And then I also discussed with my friends about whether there actually were more sounds, or whether they were hearing things that weren't making sounds before, or just noticing them because there was more time, or they were spending more time at home, or the pace of their life was different. So yeah, I think it's an interesting thing to think about, is whether there actually are more sounds or different sounds, yeah, or whether we're just being different and yeah, noticing them. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. So I had, that was my last question on all of the interviews that I did. And I like opened it up by saying, so this is the more like abstract question, mm-hmm, where it's just like, what does sound mean to you? And like, how is it present in your life? My friend Atanas, who I also interviewed, she is in Port Moody living with her family. And she mentioned how really sound, the only thing that came to her mind right away was the importance of music in her life. And she was just saying how she has a playlist for everything. And so when she wakes up to get her kind of going in the morning would be like her morning playlist. And yeah, and then finally I had an interview with Jesse, my friend upstairs, and he is a beatboxer. And so that was really interesting.
Sound is... it's expression, mm-hmm, and it's patterns.
Yeah. So, Chloe, I'll pass it to you. Did you find anything interesting about talking about sound?
Right. Well, my friend, we didn't really discuss what the relationship she found with sound and COVID is, but she did explain how sound is important to her now that she's like giving it some thought, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she mentions like how she listens to music daily. And then she listens to ASMR sounds like birds, mm-hmm, chirping to relax her and all that. Mm. And yeah, and she said she's never really given it some thought until I asked her like what it means to her.
Yeah.
I find it really relaxing. Music itself, and it holds a lot of memories, especially at around this time, where you feel like, oh, you wish you remembered the good old days. So music really does bring me back into that memory lane, and while doing my work it feels nice to remember those good times, and then I'm happily able to do my work or whatever I'm doing. Really, it's funny how you bring it up, because it really is a huge part of my life, and I've just like taken it for granted. Really,
that's interesting. We actually, in the class, I don't think we've touched on ASMR.
Yeah, and I think it just speaks to, like, the fact that ASMR is a thing. It speaks, yeah, to that our brains and our bodies do react to sound more than we're even aware of. And,
yeah. Well, awesome.
What, yeah, about you, though, Zoe? Did you, like, notice anything in your own life about sound, or, like, just sound in general, not even related to COVID or anything?
Yeah.
So, personally, I can share my experience when I was a child. My father is a businessman and has a factory in the industrial area. So mostly I lived in a factory when I was young. there are so many machines operating in the factory all day. So, you know, it is so loud and it disturbed my normal life. At that time, I was really crazy about the noise. But I couldn't live there. You know, I'm so young in that time, so I cannot have ability to drive out. The only way I can know something new about outside is from an old radio. There are so many broadcasting stations on it. Yeah, I think sounds really accompany with me in my childhood.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, sometimes I actually don't really notice how noisy my surroundings are until it all goes silent. Have you guys ever like recognized that or had the same experience? Yeah. Where it's like, I live right next to First and the cars are just constantly going by. And so, yeah, it does get really loud and really noisy. And sometimes our house shakes a little bit. But then it's not until around like 11 o'clock at night when no cars are going by that I like stop. I'm like, wow, like it's quiet. It is very quiet.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And actually my friend mentioned that too, that like, yeah, she lives by a busy road. And then when during COVID, when it happened and people stopped driving into town, then she noticed how the lack of sound became so loud, mm-hmm. I guess you could say.
At når man har boet her, så følte jeg egentlig, at jeg havde vendet mig så meget til den, at jeg ikke rigtig hører den længere. Mm. Eller det er i hvert fald bare sådan en baggrundslydtapet, som jeg ikke rigtig tænker over. Men så lige pludselig, altså sådan i coronatiden, så var trafikken bare altså markant mindre lige pludselig.
Mm.
Fordi folk ikke behøvede at køre på arbejde, eller i hvert fald langt færre. Og at jeg lige pludselig godt kunne høre stilheden derude.
Mm.
At manglen på lyd lige pludselig gjorde, at jeg kunne høre vejen på en anden måde.
Yeah. An obvious and very noticeable change with quarantine and isolation and lockdown was that all of a sudden people don't need to be going to work and driving into the city.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge change. And she said that she was still surprised by how she thought she had, because she's lived there for years now, how she thought she had was used to that constant sort of traffic sound, but that it made such a difference when it stopped.
Truly.
Yeah. I think that's actually a kind of touches in on the fact that we take it for granted that we are able to get away from sound. Mm-hmm. Like that's a privilege that some people don't have, you know, if they live in a noisy environment, but they don't have a car or they don't have the funds to go to, I don't know, you know, like camping for a week
or
something. Like that's something that we're really lucky to be able to escape from.
Mm-hmm.
I think our podcast really helps people who do not have chance to connect to the environment of nature.
You get to listen to somebody else and like somebody else talking maybe about a situation that you experienced yourself, which, you know, in this field of grass that it sometimes feels like I'm in, it's nice to hear another person's voice.
Yeah. And podcasting is cool too, because you don't have the visuals, because I think our brains make judgments without even meaning to, and that changes our interpretation of certain things. So
yeah,
that it's cool for breaking down barriers. And
thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Right after I'm done speaking, you'll hear a little bit of my friend beatboxing. I'll also leave his information below this podcast. And just a gentle reminder to, you know, slow down, listen to what's around you, and start appreciating all of the smaller things and start having conversations like this one. I mean, I've learned a lot, but it's just been a nice moment to talk with my friends and get to know more people, because COVID has drastically affected us, but it is something that we've experienced together. And so, unity is power.
Keep talking to each other.
Yeah, and keep talking.
So I go by the name Scribbly Doodle, and I have my little intro. It's, my name is Scribbly Doodle, Doodle, and this is going to be my routine. So this is all my voice. This is a cover of the song Going Up the Coast. I don't actually know who the artist is.
Okay.
But look it up. It's a great
song.
Yeah. I was going up the coast in a minivan that broke, like my voice when I told you I was leaving. Like my bags of sticker foam, there's no homesick on this road. Got a room by the moon with no ceiling. I was going up the coast in a minivan that broke, like my voice when I told you I was leaving. My bags up, stick up home. There's no boom, stick on this road. Got a broom, got the boom. Take no seepin. I was leaping, I was leaping, I was leaping, I was leaping. Town, 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 town. I was leaping. I was leaping. I was leaping. I was leaping. I was bleedy, so much, Tess.
Thank you. Okay, that was awesome. Oh, I'm excited to share that.
You picked me because you wanted to beatbox.
There we go.